Russia is preparing to talk about formal security relationships with NATO, despite that country's continued discomfort with NATO plans to invite some of the Central European nations to join the alliance, including nations formerly within the Soviet Union's orbit. NATO has indicated that the alliance has no plans to move nuclear weapons forward into Central Europe, and that assurance apparently has brought Russia closer to the alliance and to talk of pragmatism and constructive negotiation. Joining us to talk about this is Helmut Sonnenfeld. He is a guest scholar at the Brookings Institution here in Washington. What is your sense of Russia's willingness to negotiate security agreements? What kind of a change do you think this represents?
Well, I think the Russians have been moving in the direction of responding more positively to this NATO overture to talk to them about a new charter or a new relationship, even while the process toward enlargement goes ahead. And they have apparently decided that there may be some ways to actually affect the way enlargement occurs. So they've probably more or less accepted that there will be enlargement, but they may be thinking that they can affect the way the military aspect, especially of enlargement, occurs by actually sitting down and talking.
I wonder about the opposition to this NATO expansion is not all on their side. I mean, there's opposition, as you mentioned, growing opposition in the United States from some quarters. And it's not a done deal, is it, that NATO should expand?
Well, what appears to be a done deal at this point is the agreement among NATO countries to have a summit meeting of NATO next summer, at which formal invitations will be issued probably to these three countries, Poland, Czech Republic, and Hungary. But then that would be followed by an extended period of actually negotiating the terms under which they come in. Clinton said in his Detroit speech, 1999 is the target date. That's the 50th anniversary of NATO. So there's quite a bit of time for working out details. And that's, I think, what the Russians are trying to effect now.
How far east could NATO go, do you think? The Russians have also talked about a new division of Europe, which has a threatening sound to it, that if NATO goes too far east.
Well, NATO's official position is that this is a process, and they're not going to say how far it can go. As a practical matter, there are some interested parties. Romania now has had a democratic election, and they're putting on a full-court press to actually be in the first group. And Slovenia has become a country of interest to the Italians and various others because they provide a land contact between Hungary and the rest of NATO. I would doubt that it would go much further than that, and I would also doubt that it would happen very quickly. I think 1999 is the first target date, assuming this all goes forward as presently projected, and then it'll be a while before something more happens.
What about those countries that, as I understand it, really most want the protection of the friendship and the security arrangements coming from the West, the countries that really are the closest to Russia, the inner ring, the ones we used to call the captive nations?
Well, the ones that are most eager are the Baltics, and they also are the most neuralgic for the Russians. So everybody, including NATO and the Scandinavians, U.S., others, have been trying to figure out ways of somehow reassuring the Baltics that there is some sort of a umbrella over them, mostly through weaving them as closely into various Western institutions. They actually participate in Bosnia as part of the Scandinavian forces that are there, and they are the most anxious, and they will probably never make it as formal members, but I think there'll be a whole network of ties to, as I say, put some kind of a protective umbrella over them.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Helmut Sonnenfeld is a guest scholar at the Brookings Institution in Washington studying U.S., NATO, and European relations.